I want you to say amen. Note what the word of God says. The Lord is able to give you much more than this. I want you to grab a hold of your neighbor's hands. And I want you to look them in the eye. I want you to shake their hands. Hold your hands out like this. Hold your hands out like this. And I want you to put your hands in front of the hands of the person standing next to you. And I want you to tell them, neighbor, the Lord is able to give you much more than this. Oh God, Shrouder, don't leave me. Shout, the Lord is able to give you much more than this. Pick up your pocketbook and pick up your checkbook and pick up whatever it is that you have. Refuge is time for heaven to make a deposit. And I want you to lift it, hallelujah, in the face of, amen, the devil himself. And I want you to declare the Lord. Come on, shout, the Lord is able to give you much more than this. Somebody that's not working, somebody that's jobless today, I want you to shout, the Lord is able to give you much more than this. Go right ahead and shout on it, 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 shout on it. The Lord, the Lord. I don't care. Listen, I don't care what your paycheck look like. I don't care what your income is. I want you to lift it. When you get your check Thursday or Friday, the first thing before you open it up, I want you to pledge to, amen, be faithful in your tithe and offering and declare to the Lord is able to give me much more than this. How many is ready for, amen, much more than this? Touch your neighbor one last time before I start. Look them in the eye and let's repeat the subject of this message. Tell them you can have this or you can have that. The choice is yours. You can have this or you can have that. The choice is yours. Let me back it up a little for those that were not here. Let me kind of set a pace and bring this home. This would be a bad time for you to take a little break. Amen. Make sure that when you come to the house of God, that before the service begins, make sure, amen, that you take care of your business. Take care of your business. Even if it's not ready, you force it out in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you right now, in the name of Jesus, decree to be so. You tell it, come forth now, because once we sit in the press, especially when God's going to speak to us, you got to take your seat in Zion and get ready for a move of God. I want to start out by telling somebody that your decree or your degree of blessing is predicated on your level of giving. You didn't hear me? I said your degree of blessing is predicated on your level of giving. Consequently, until your giving becomes your priority, your living will never rise above the scale of mediocrity. Is anybody hearing me? Until your giving becomes your personal priority, your living will never rise above the scale of mediocrity. Give a little, get a little. The greater the sacrifice, brothers and sisters, the greater the sacrifice, the greater your blessing. Say with me, sacrifice more than is required and become the recipient of abundant grace. I want to tell you that I have never met a compulsive, generous giver who genuinely gave their all to God and did not end up with more than enough. Yes, born back in 1805, George Mueller, those of you that have studied, amen, the great missionaries of the world, would know that George Mueller was an incredible German missionary who contributed every penny he ever received towards the work of the Lord. George Mueller did not take a vow of poverty. George Mueller simply trusted God with everything that he had and decided never to have a bank account. Now, that's not what I'm telling you to do. George refused to have a bank account. He believed that the word of God says that I will be your daily bread. And as a result, God made was faithful to George Mueller. Come on with me. History, brothers and sisters, hold that he earned, that he cared for over 10,024 orphans during his lifetime and provided educational opportunities for those orphans to the point where he was accused by some in England, amen, Great Britain, of raising the poor above their natural, amen, station in British life. You've got to hear me here now. Although George Mueller was not well endowed, brothers and sisters, with material means, the astonishing incredulity and amazement behind his mind-boggling accomplishments is rooted in the fact that Mueller vowed to trust God, amen, to be his sole sponsor and a supporter of every missionary endeavor. What I said, he trusted God. One of his unique thing, one of the unique thing about Mueller's faith in God is that he refused to accept any ancillary support. He refused to receive any government funding. He refused to receive and to rely on any public benevolence. Mueller was somehow, he never resorted to begging for donations or even to solicit for individual offerings. Though he was a preacher and a missionary, he never, amen, begged anyone, encouraged anyone to give. He simply sat before God. He prayed and relied completely on the Almighty to supply every one of his needs. Come on and say amen, somebody. When he first started the mission, they tell me that one morning they got there and there were 300 children, including staff, and there was nothing. They had ran out of supply, and there was nothing to feed those children. They ran out of supply, and there was nothing for lunch. They ran out of supply. And Mueller called the children and the staff into that large, amen, auditorium or cafeteria. And there they sat with plates spread out, hallelujah to God, knives and forks and cups, as if they were going to have a banquet. And there was no money and there was no more food. But they tell me that Mueller lifted his hands before the children and begin to pray. He says, God, I thank you that you are the beginning and you are the end. You started this thing, you can continue this thing, and you know how it is going to end. In fact, Mueller's been dead now, hallelujah, over a century. But let me tell you, his work is still going. They said before he finished half the prayer, there was a knock on the door. Somebody talk to me here. There was a knock on the door. Who is it? Hallelujah to God. It's the baker in the city. Come with me, somebody. He said, Mr. Mueller, I'm sorry to interrupt breakfast. He says, but all night long I could not sleep because the Lord God told me to get up in the middle of the night and to bake fresh bread for breakfast.
Jesus this morning. If you can't have it for breakfast, you can have it for lunch. But I got enough bread here for two more days. And Mueller continued to pray, giving God thanks that he was a provider. A few minutes later, hallelujah to God, a man that drove a milk truck on his way to his delivery, the truck broke down right by the orphanage. And he said, Mr. Mueller, I cannot make it to my appointments today because the truck broke down and the milk is going to spoil. So I got enough milk here. If you can preserve it for another 5 days, I'm going to give it all to you. Come on, somebody. Mueller thanked God and told the staff, go warm the milk up. Go slice the bread up and let the children eat. He believed that God was his provider. And even when the bottom fell out and he had nothing to live on, Luke Mueller depended on God for his daily bread. Somebody better hear this message today, because you are stuck in a place feeling abandoned, feeling as though God doesn't care. And what God is saying, if you just lift your faith, if I fed 3 million in the wilderness and gave them fresh manna every day, I'm the same God. I'm the same God. I am your Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider in every area of your life, in every emptiness. God says, I am your source. Lift up your eyes, look to the fields, see the birds in the air. Hallelujah to God. They do not tarry, they do not labor, they do not work. He said, but I, the Lord God, I provide for them. I provide for the worms so that I could provide the worms for the birds. I am your provider. Come on, somebody, lift your hands and shout, I will never be barren. I will never be hungry, for the Lord is my shepherd. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yeah.
Can I preach it if I feel it? Can I preach it if I feel it? I come to tell you that Mueller simply relied completely on the Almighty to supply every one of his needs. His only given campaign was faith in God. Yet by the time George Mueller died, his organization had already received and distributed, dispersed over 1,381,171 pounds. That was a long time ago. Come on, somebody. That was a long time ago. But every dime of this was used, watch this, to establish 117 schools that offered quality Christian education to more than 120,000 students. Somebody talk to me. His $1,381,000, $171,000. Watch this. They say is now tantamount, would be tantamount to about $113 million. Hallelujah. He never appealed to anybody. Nobody gave him any endowments. Nobody gave him any retirement fund. He simply believed God. And every single day, God just kept on providing. I want you to know he is a provider. If he could have provided $113 million for a man that was jobless, for a man that trusted him, he'll do it for you. Come on, I want to see the hand who believes that God can do it for you. He's everything in your life. I come to stimulate somebody's faith. I come to tell you, trust God. Trust God for more. Trust God. You deserve more.
more is in store for your life. Somebody trust God. He brought us from a long way, but you're not there yet. Come on, trust God. You're not there until you have enough for more than just you. Hallelujah, and your household. Hallelujah to God. God is raising up supporters. God is raising up supporters in this house that can underwrite ministry, that can help the poor, that can feed the community. It's time we want to look beyond the walls. I know we got a food pantry. Come on, somebody. But I want to see where 200 families every single day of the week, if they are poor and no meal for their family, let's go to refuge. Somebody say yes. Well, I want to be so blessed until God allows us to spread a table before the poor. Somebody say yes. Can I push it here, somebody? Can I push it here? I understand, as we studied last week, how Bill Gates, hallelujah, and Warren Buffett is able to give away, come on, somebody, billions and billions of dollars. I understand how Gates is able to give freely $28 billion. I understand how Buffett is able to give $9 billion because they are rich. Come on, somebody. They got more than they could ever spend in their lives. But the question I want to ask, Peter, how is it that God is able, hallelujah, to release $113 million into the hands of a man that had no job but to preach the word of God? A man who refused to receive a salary from the church, hallelujah, and every day, instead of handouts, God kept streaming blessings in his life. I come to tell you, refuge, that you are going to experience supernatural assistance from the Lord. Say amen, somebody. Say amen, somebody. We're not going to live on government cheese. Come on, somebody. We're not going to be victims, hallelujah to God, of those who talk about the welfare plan in America. I'm on God's payroll. Somebody lift your hands. If you got your seed, you ought to wave your seed. I'm on God's payroll. Can I preach today? I feel like a man on fire. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. You don't have to have great funds or great money to do great things in this world, because we serve a great God. All you need is great faith, and God will use your seed of faith to do increasing, exceeding, come on, somebody, beyond your mind. Somebody say yes. Slap your neighbor and tell them, let's go big. Let's go big. Hallelujah. They tell me that this man Mueller, in addition to supporting the orphanages and distributing about 285,407 Bibles in his lifetime, he also gave 1,459,506 New Testament Bibles, along with 244,351 other religious texts that were translated in 20 other languages. Somebody talk to me. Touch your neighbor and tell them, we're gonna do something big. Somebody shout something big. Somebody shout something big. May God put the Mueller anointing on you and me. Somebody say yes. Not just a little, but shout something big. Say yes. I've got to be a part of something big, because I serve a big God. Come on, refuge. It's time to go higher. Touch your neighbor and tell them big. That's where we're going. Come on, if we can't do it big, you might as well go home. Somebody say yes. May God Almighty, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, may God pour out upon us blessings like the river flowing from the Niagara Falls. May God Almighty pour out his resource so that needs in the community can be met. May God bless us until we are able to create an alternative for our young boys and our young women. May God bless us. We can take guns out of their hands and put a trade in their hands. Somebody say big. We gotta go big. Slap your neighbor and tell them, believe God for big things, that we might do big things. Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah.
Cornell, some of them haven't gotten it yet. Seem like it's got to drop in their lap before they get up. But you gotta act like you done got it. Tell somebody I got it. A few weeks ago, God told me, I saw two hands come here, Walker, and in this hand, hallelujah, was a box, a gift box, and that close to this hand, hallelujah to God, was an empty hand stretching towards this big hand. And in this hand, hallelujah, was a black box. And I heard the voice of God says, treasure is about to exchange hands. Come on, Mandebe. Somebody shout over here, Lord, over here. Shout over here. Shout over here. It's about to exchange hands. You're not going to be poor. You are going to help the others. You are about to feed the poor. There are ministers on this seat, and it's time for you to arise. He has given you ideas. Rise up. My responsibility is to oversee. Sit in the presence of God. Get a word of God for your life. Rise up in the power of the word of God. Slap your neighbor. Tell them, do something. Do something. And do it in a big way. Come on, Mandebe. Come on, Mandebe. God is with us. Shanana Mandebe. It's time. Somebody shout, it's time. It's time to go bigger. Go bigger with your faith. Go bigger. Go further with your giving. Your life is about to change. Touch somebody and tell them it will happen. Come on, slap somebody and tell them it will happen. Whatever God has invested in you, tell God, magnify it. My gifts, magnify it. Your gifts are magnified. Your abilities are magnified to explosive proportion. As soon as you give it away, the more you give, the more is coming. Somebody testify. More of your power, more of your grace, more of your anointing, more of wisdom, more opportunities, more, more,
my portion. More is my portion.
Stop somebody and tell them, even if you think you've already given your best, more. Hey, were you here last week? I got a word for you. More. Somebody shout more. Somebody shout more. Somebody shout more. The more of God you have, the more possibility. Come on, Mandebe. The Lord told me, he said, I'm going to empower them. I'm going to empower them 3-7 times right here on the altar with the gifts lined out. I couldn't trace the line from the beginning to the end. If you weren't here last week, you got to get that message. But the Lord came, stood by the altar here. I heard his voice. Come on, somebody. As he said to me, I'm going to empower them. 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 I'm going to empower, power, 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 power them. That's what I heard. Receive supernatural empowerment. Receive supernatural empowerment. Lift your hands. Stand on your feet. Receive. Empowered to succeed, empowered to live, supernatural empowerment, physical empowerment in your body. Disease go, disease go, cancer go, diabetes go, sickle cell go, stomach problem, intestinal problem, your kidneys, God flush them, God flush your liver, your seed is crying out with the blood, deliverance, I am empowered, empowered, documents or no documents, I'm empowered by the Lord. Mueller trusted God for money. We trust God for healing. We trust God for deliverance. We trust God by faith to supply all of our needs. Somebody shout, put your hands on your head and shout, God, empower me. Shout, Lord, empower me. Like Jabez, empower me. I've been small for too long. Lord, empower me. Empower me in a big way. Lord, empower refuge. Lord, empower us. We've been off the charge, but Lord, empower us. Lord, empower us. Mainstream, 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 mainstream position, mainstream potential, mainstream. Lord, in the name of Jesus, mainstream status in the name of Jesus. Empower my mind. Empower my mind. Empower my mind. Empower my eyes with vision from above. Empower my ears to hear the voice of God. Witty ideas. Give me an idea. Give me an idea. Give me a plan. Something you can work with. Something you can bless. Lord, empower me. Lord, empower refuge.
church. Empower those that are watching live stream. Lord, empower.
Not only treasures are about to exchange hands, your position is about to change. I thought you would have been shouting on that. Your position is about to change. God is releasing directions and instructions for change. Somebody shout, a shift is taking place. How's it possible? The question is there anything too hard for our God? Young people, you have set the mark too low. You can't come out of college being below or being equal with mama. You have set the standards too low. Azan, I hear God saying there's something about to shift. Something about to shift because somebody's hungry. Something about to shift because somebody like Bartimaeus is hurting too long. Somebody's going to grab a hold of God. Is it me? Is it you? Is it you? Is it you? Who going to touch him? She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, life is going to change for me. I got a dead issue in my body, but if I can just touch him, you can't go up there and touch the hem of his garment while you're on earth, but you can touch him. You can touch the heart of God. When you send your seed up, you are touching him. When you release what's in your hands, you are touching the hem of his garment. Somebody cry out, let me touch him. I refuse to depend on man. I'm depending on God. Your future is in his hands. Everything about you is in his hands. You gotta make him the center of your life. Bring it to the Lord. Say, Lord, this is my seed. I don't have much, but Lord, 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 I need a change. The Holy Spirit is telling me that even now as you speak, son, I am injecting your people with the spirit of empowerment to do great, to go big in a small place. Somebody say yeah. Somebody say yeah. The Holy Spirit is telling me I will make this environment fertile. Shout seven times, open heavens. Shout seven times, open heavens. Open heavens. Come on, shout, open heavens. Open heavens. Open heavens. Open heavens. Shout, open heavens is over my life. Is over my life. Is over my life. I'm under the cloud of glory. I'm under the cloud of increase. I cannot help but being blessed. I cannot help but be better and greater and better.
stretching on the right. I'm stretching on the left. I'm stretching in the east. I'm stretching in the west. For the Lord is empowering refuge. Refuge, you will be small no more. Refuge, we're getting ready to go big. Somebody shout big. Somebody shout big. Somebody shout big. Big dreams, big opportunities, big things. Shout big, 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 big.
The number of authority and dominion. May God empower us with authority to pull down and to raise up in this city. This city, may this city be changed because of our power that God has invested in us. Come on, somebody. We're pulling down strongholds in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout big. Tavria Costa Vandeve. Tavriandolo Costivie. The Castanam Rashondolo Kies de la Via Cotabra. May God sanctify and purge your minds from small thoughts, from little things. From now on, do big things. I heard, who was it what I talking to? Who was it? You're right there. Is your wife here? Is Grant here? Stand up to your feet. They tell me that they got a burden and a passion for the homeless. Hallelujah, somebody. And here's the word of God to you. If I did it for George Mueller, cut off here with the Holy Spirit, you're talking to me. What's your name, son? What's your name? Come on, what's your name, son? It's not like I don't know. It's a rhetorical question. Do you know your name? What's your name? Shout it out loud. What? What's your first name? Shout it so everybody can hear. God says, if I did it for George Mueller way back in the 1800s, I'll do it for both of you. You need to write the plan. You need to get ready. Come on, somebody. The ministry of refuge must stretch beyond the walls. It must reach the streets. I prophesy in the name of Jesus that I'm going to sow the first $1,000 when you bring me the plan of what you intend to do in the city. And I promise you, God said, I bless it. I bless it like George Mueller. I bless your hands. I bless your plans. If you got a plan, if God's been speaking to you about a plan that can change and revolutionize not just your family, but families at large, lift your hands and shout glory. If you don't have one, team up with somebody. Tell them, what's your plan? Share your plan. God said, I want to do big, big, big. I want to do big, 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 big things in refuge. By the way, I don't know exactly when it will be instituted, but last Sunday while we were on the altar in deep prayer, God says that nomenclature is coming to the house. God says, I didn't say Norman, nomenclature is coming to this house. Because when I would have fulfilled my promises to you, and when the very grounds here that you're standing on become the enlarged, magnified building I've placed in you. It will be built by my own hand, saith God. And he says, I will shift you. I will shift you from a place called refuge, where everybody is allowed to come in, stir trouble, and then walk away. No, hallelujah. He says, you will be called Grace Cathedral. God said you will be called Grace Cathedral. God is giving an anointing. He's pouring out an anointing in this church. He's giving us a grace that is empowerment, enablement to be able to do big things. Come on, touch somebody and tell them get ready for the big. Come on, Mama Shiba, tell them get ready for the big. It's not going to just be a church thing. God's going to deposit in you on every pew. May God put a millionaire on every pew. May God put a PhD on every pew. May God put a master's degree on every pew. May God put, amen, car dealership owners on every pew. May God put real estate, hallelujah, investors on every pew. If we are blessed, none of us will be few or poor. Come on, somebody. Somebody shout. Divine empowerment. May every pew, hallelujah to God, have a scientist. Come on, Mashiaba. Kuna Mashiadabra. May God begin to transform our young men and put greatness and power in them. May God resurrect vision on every pew. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Lift up your head, son. Lift up your head. God said, I'm going to lift your head. He is the lifter of your head. Sheneme Kostabra. Sheneme Siyapa. Sheneme Siyaskapa. Somebody shout. Somebody shout. Divine empowerment. Your greatness will not die. You will go beyond your father. You, how old are you? Man, you got so much opportunities. It's coming to you. Lift up your head. May God give you joy. Smile. Smile at what's coming. Greatness is coming and it's hunting you down. Power is coming and it's hunting you down. Your rewind, remix, your future is being reinvigorated. God said, I placed it in you. I will make you a man of power. May God give you the wisdom of Issachar. May God give you his spirit. May God give you the ability to know him. Mighty man of valor. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and tell God, I receive it. Tell God, I receive it. Out of the reservoir of your spirit and your soul, you shall be mighty. I command germination to take set in your life. I command every seed of greatness that have been planted in you to rise. May you be filled with dominion. May you take over. May you move at the speed of light. Whatever your gifts are, whatever your greatness are, I call them into existence. I call these hands to be blessed by God. I call this mind to be blessed by God. May God possess your heart, your soul, and your spirit. May you go beyond. May you go far beyond, beyond your counterparts, beyond your friends. Ikadabra, ikadabra. I bless you with the blessings of your father. Take your shoes off. Labaskaba, labaskaba. I break every chain. I break every
chain of lack off of your life. Every restriction, every voice that says you're a failure, I curse it in the name of Jesus. Every voice that said you'll be nothing, I curse it in the name of Jesus. May God put speed to your feet. May you make up for the years you have lost. Arise, 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 for the light has come. The glory of the Lord refuge is risen upon you. Put your hands on your head. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I bless you in the name of the Lord. Get up and bless seven people. Get up and bless seven people. Get up and bless seven people. Every minister, every elder, get some oil. Lay your hands on this man. Lay your hands on this man. I change your destiny. I change. I reverse the order. I reverse every curse. I reverse it. You shall go far. You can shall go beyond everyone. May God Almighty provide resource. May God Almighty give you vision. Open up your eyes. May you be a man of courage. May you be a man of resilience. May you be a man of faith. May you be a man of bravery. May you stand with the kind of bravado and the kind of faith in God to believe God to do exceedingly abundantly. I curse every chain. I curse every rope. Everything that's tying you up. Everything that's trying to hinder your progress. Son, in the name of Jesus, the angel of God is telling me to bless you. Tell him I bless you in the name of the Lord. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless you with the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Somebody receive it. Put your hands on your head. Put your hands on your head. My body is blessed. Every organ in me is blessed. My money is blessed. My life is blessed. My health is blessed. My children are blessed. My wife is blessed. My husband is blessed. My spouse is coming. He or she, they are blessed. Lord is lifting you up refuge. He's empowering you to go big, to do big. I see doors. I see doors. I see doors of opportunity. Doors are swinging open. Receive it. Get ready to walk into. I said, get ready to walk into. Get ready to walk into a broad place. Put your hands on your eyes. Put your hands on your eyes. Put your right hand on your eyes and declare after me, these eyes shall see the manifested glory of God in my life. Come on, shout, I shall not die, but I will see the manifested glory of God's divine empowerment in my life. Somebody shout, refuge! Get ready for supernatural empowerment. Lord, empower me. Somebody lift your hands. God, empower me. God, empower me beyond limitations. God, empower me. Empower me beyond restrictions. God, empower me. Unlimited access to the throne of God. God, I pray, pour out out a blessing. Pour out a blessing. Pour out a blessing. Pour out a blessing. Pour out a blessing. Shout. Pour out a blessing. Shout. Pour out a blessing. Pour out your manifested blessing. Pour out your glory on refuge.
Hey, touch somebody. Put your hands on somebody's shoulder. Put your hands on somebody's shoulder. And tell them, if I'm blessed and you're not blessed, then we are below the mark. Come on, but tell somebody, may God bless me so I can pull you up. May God bless me so I can pull you up. Come on, put it on your lips. May God bless me so I can pull you up. I can pull you up. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Tell them, get ready. Get ready for the revolution. Touch somebody. Get ready for the revolution. That's what the Holy Spirit just told me. 2020. That's the theme. He just dropped it in my spirit. That's the theme for 2020. Get ready for the revolution. I thought you'd be shouting louder than that. I said, I thought you would be shouting louder than that. The revolution is coming to your house. Everything is going to change when the revolution comes. Somebody shout, yeah! Shalaba! Shalaba! Get ready for the revolution. I said, get ready for the revolution. Get ready for the revolution. I see it written on the wall. Get ready for the revolution. Get ready for the transformation. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready for the revolution. Say it! ₦285,000 Bibles. 1,459,506 New Testament Bibles distributed all over the world. When Mueller died at 93, his gifts, his talents, his abilities had literally circled the earth. Some of you don't realize, back in Jamaica, I remember during Bible, summer Bible, what they call it? Vacation Bible school. They'd give us little New Testaments. Some of them green, some of them red, different colors. Watch this. Some of them black. Watch this. I've gone so far now that I couldn't read it. The prints on them, they were so tiny and so small. But Mueller was getting the word of God out in the world. What do you have that you got to release? I'm going to tell you right now. God said, I'm a sound the alarm for a while. I'm coming back here on Sunday and I'm going to close. I'm coming back on Sunday and I'm going to close. I told God to put his word in my mouth like sands of the seashore. For every hurting man, when you walk into refuge, you must find a word that is going to lift you up. I'm coming before God. He told me something this week. He told me something in Daniel chapter 1. He told me something. God's getting ready to pour out something in this house. I told you, for those of you that weren't here, I told you that when God showed me the vision about the stairways moving from, amen, established from refuge all the way up into the heavens, into the storehouse of God just 2 weeks ago, I told you that 2 days later the Lord came to me, and as I was walking, John, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, come here, let me give you wisdom. Get me a Bible. And the Lord woke me up. God, give me Daniel. God is getting ready to do something. I said, God is getting ready to do something. I would somebody get me Daniel. I believe it's Daniel chapter 1. The Lord deliberately woke me up this week. He woke me up this week. Get me that portion of scripture. I believe it's Daniel chapter 1, where the Bible talks about, amen, these four men. Verse 17, baby, you are something special. And they didn't know, but that's one of the reasons why I marry you. Baby, it wasn't just for your good looks and your beauty, amen, your charm. Look at this. Look what the Bible says. Put it back up there. As I would walk down, as the Lord would wake me up at 2:20 and send me down in the prayer room, I was praying silently in my bed. I felt a little tired. I didn't want to move Anne-Marie. And I was praying silently. I was whispering. But my wife told me, she said, I heard you anyhow. And so I sneaked out of bed and I tippy-toe. Bless your son. The blessings of God is on you. Let me talk to you after the service. And I snuck downstairs. And as I was laying before God and reminding God, I was reminding him, you said you're going to give me wisdom. I'm not talking about wisdom to just make you smart. I mean wisdom to give you the mind of God. Wisdom and the ability to be able to know how to do things. Cunning with craft. Is anybody listening to me? And as I was praying, I walked in the kitchen in the dark. I'm in the family room and I walked in the kitchen. I picked up my large print Bible and the Lord says, I want you to put your finger in it. And that's where I'm going to speak to you from. Amen. I casually just put my finger in it, but my fingers got stuck in two parts. Hallelujah. So I had a clump, amen, of leaves between this finger. And he says, and I was about to pull this one out. And he said, no, leave it there. I'm going to speak to you from both chapters. So turn to Isaiah 62 as well. Leave it up there. Leave Daniel. But somebody find Isaiah 62 for me. Well, it's not going to be there. Just leave it at Daniel. Listen to me, somebody. Glory be to God. What I want you to find after this is Isaiah 11 and 2. And I heard the Lord says, he began to say to me, as I was praying and I was asking for wisdom, the Lord said, now read the first part of the text that I gave you. So I flipped this finger out, hallelujah to God, and look, and in that big print Bible that I hardly ever read was highlighted this particular verse. As for these four children, meaning Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. Oh my God, have mercy. When God said, I'm going to empower you, God is going to give you wisdom. God is going to give you knowledge. God is going to give you understanding, not just a little, but measureless understanding with skill.
skill, come on somebody say amen, with skill, with professionalism, with excellence, God will empower you to excel in every area of your life. Lift your hands and tell him thank you. God will give you the skill, hallelujah, in learning. You will have academic, amen, skill and artistry in the name of Jesus Christ. Your intellectual capacity will be impacted by the hand of God. Somebody shout, understanding and knowledge in all visions and dreams.
As I begin to shout, I realize that there is a sacrifice for it. What happened? How did God do this? He did it out of the most challenging times in those boys' lives. In a strange land. In a dark place. Calabria, Scatabria. And the king is testing them against his own advisors. His advisors, his counselors, were the most brilliant, the most intellectual men to be found in Babylon. Squeeze somebody's hands and tell them God's going to cause you to excel. Take the scriptures. He's going to cause you to do what? He's going to cause you to do what? These hands, lift your hands. These hands will operate in the spirit of excellence. Lift them. Lift them. Lift your hands. These hands are anointed to be blessed. These hands are anointed to be productive. These hands are anointed for change. How does it happen? It doesn't happen in a vacuum. Shout out. I'm going to testify. I'm going to prophesy to you again. God's going to take you off of that job. David, stand up. God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is going to take you both off of those jobs. And you shall excel in the things of God. Come up here. May God Almighty release the anointing of David on your life. His anointing is not cheap. His anointing is not cheap. It'll cost you something. You'll have to give something. But your future depends on it. Your call depends upon it. Your family depends upon it. God's going to ask something more from you. Somebody say more. He's going to require more. That anointing of David. You were commanded and born be not only in the kingdom, but among the priesthood.